Hi Sami, I'm Tarja. Welcome to Metal Shock Finland. How are you today?
Hi Tarja, yeah, this is Sami from Creator, and thanks. Everything's going smooth. I'm calling from Helsinki, and it's a sunny day, and I'm sitting in the balcony, and everything's fabulous.
Oh, great, great. Let's talk right away about your new effort, Dying Alive, DVD Blu-ray, which will come out at the end of August. It features your sold-out homecoming show in Oberhausen. Please tell me about what that concert and the atmosphere there.
Well, it was a tour we did, like, it was around December last year. It was a tour we did together with Morbid Angel and also a band called Nile and a new band called Fueled by Fire. And it was a European tour for the album Phantom Antichrist, and then it was a really nice tour. And the show that which was shot on DVD and on Blu-ray is the very last gig of the entire tour. So everybody was in a good condition, like instrument wise and playing wise. And also one reason why we wanted to do it over there in Oberhausen, because it's very close to the hometown where the rest of the guys come from. So like you've mentioned, it was a kind of a homecoming show for people. Maybe not for me because I'm from Helsinki, but for the general atmosphere for sure.
Yes, sir. And it was right after your 45 days European tour. So how was it? I mean, the highlights from that tour.
Well, there was a lot of them. It was basically, production-wise, it was the biggest tour that we ever did with Creator. We had like a kabuki in the front of the stage, and like a stage deco that had to do with the album cover of Phantom Antichrist, and lots of specials like stairs on the stage and all that. So it was that's one reason also why we wanted to record a DVD about it is, as also like kind of a memory for ourselves and the production, and there was plenty of good shows. Only show we had to cancel was Turkey because they didn't let us go through the border.
Oh, what was the reason?
Well, they just some border controller people want to show that they're in charge, and
Of
just didn't
course.
unless. But it was like four buses, and too many Americans, I suppose, and
Nothing
you
worth.
know how it is.
Yeah, I know.
And but other highlight than that would be the first time on that tour we also played in Minsk in White Russia. That was also an adventure to get there. It was almost impossible, and we ended up playing at 4 o'clock in the night because we were stuck at the border, and but the people waited, and it was amazing that the show happened at all.
When you are on the road, you must be ready for many kinds of situations and everything. So I'm sure that you can make it. I mean, you are ready for everything.
Well, we've been on the road a lot, and of course it's adventurous when a tour goes on for 2 months and you go to places where you've never been before. So it's good to be ready for the unexpected.
And besides the concert, the DVD contains also a behind-the-scenes documentary as well as many video clips. So we can consider it as your gift to your faithful fans. And as you said before, that also for you and production.
Yeah, I'd like to think so. It was directed and produced by the same guy who did our video of the song "Civilization Collapsed," which was on the last album, and his production team. So there was like a crane camera there too, and like loads of cameras, 24 in total, and some people also filming at the mosh pit, which were actually his friends. And then there's like behind the scenes footage, as you were mentioning. There's also like our sound guy Pete Bender is being interviewed there, and the light design Margarita Moreira is being interviewed there, and our guitar tech Mark Niedersberg, and our drum tech. So people from the crew, just like telling how it is on tour, and how the production is being built every day, and like scenes from the backstage and all that. But to be completely honest with you, I haven't seen it yet, but the guys from Nuclear Blast promised to send me one today. So but I was there. I was there. I know the show was brilliant and the audience was fantastic. So that means that I can only expect the best.
Yes, and I'm sure that the DVD is wonderful because I've so far heard only the audio. So I haven't seen it yet either, but it sounds good.
Great, thank you very much. And don't forget to mention Blu-ray.
Yes, Blu-ray. Listen, earlier this year in May, you required the photos from your fans for this DVD and Blu-ray. Can you tell me, or have you any idea how many pictures you got and how they are used in this DVD, in this effort?
Yeah, there's hundreds and hundreds of them, and the best ones were taken to the booklet, you know, because it's been released as a kind of a size of a vinyl format. So it's like a gatefold, and there's like a 30 page booklet on the deluxe version, which has like the best of these pictures that were sent to us are being featured there. So you can like. You can turn the pages in a way that listening to an earbook.
Oh, great,
So that's
great.
the idea behind it, and I'm waiting for my copy. But I've seen plenty of the pictures, and there's some really funny ones there. So thanks to everybody who sent them, and we appreciate it a lot.
Oh, great, great. I'm looking forward to see it. And it makes also it more close to your fans and more close to real life. I mean, all this together. I'm sure it's gotta be very interesting.
Yeah, we like to keep in touch with our fans because actually we put up this smartphone application also like a couple of months ago. So you know, like if something bad should happen, like for example that a concert would be postponed with an hour or something like that, like for example what happened in White Russia or in Turkey. I mean, anyway, it's better to keep in touch with the people who are interested to come into our shows. Then it's better than Facebook, you know.
Yes, definitely, yes. And so far you have released three Dying Alive trailers. So what has been the feedback so far?
Well, the only feedback that I can tell you about the trailers is the ones that I seen on YouTube. But I mean, basically, I haven't read all of them, of course not. But basically, it's been very positive. Some people are complaining about too fast editing, but they should not make the mistake that the editing of the last trailer is also where the pictures that the fans were sending to us for the yearbook, they were edited inside there. So the actual version on the Blu-ray is not so hectically edited. So those were the only complaints that I've heard so far. But
So, which isn't really a complaint because it's not true. I mean, what's.
Yeah, that's right. But this is my chance to correct this.
Yes, true. Very well done. I wanted to say about the feedback, about the critics or everything. So.
Haven't really read any critics yet because it's not really out yet. But I suppose I will be seeing some like pretty soon. I mean, it's coming out on the 31st of August then, and it was a great show. If somebody doesn't like it, then you know what can I say? And we had a good time, and we have a nice memory about it, and hopefully the people who were at the show also will like it. But I'm pretty sure they will. If they liked our past DVDs, this is definitely the ultimate one because it's a higher quality.
Yes, at least the sound tells about it because
Oh yeah, it was mixed by Jens Bogren in Sweden, in Örebro, the same guy who produced our last album, Phantom Antichrist, so there shouldn't be anything to complain about the sound, for sure not.
So, can you reveal me some details about this premiere concert?
Well, it's in Lichtenberg, which is in Essen, and I heard that it was sold out, but it might be moved into a bigger place. But I don't really know that much about it yet. But anyway, it's a great thing and really cool.
Yes. So, any details that you may reveal me, what are you going to do on stage?
No, it's not a show. It's not a show. It's not a
Okay.
gig. There will be no. And at least I know that Mille will be there answering any questions and answers. But that's all I know.
Okay,
A
so.
signing session is being planned, but I'm not sure yet.
Okay, so it's going to be a party. A pool party.
Well, it's like a premiere. It's going to be shown there.
Okay, great, great.
I'm not aware of the details.
Oh, they
But
haven't
thanks for
told you.
asking.
Oh, great. Listen, this summer you have played in festivals and of course other shows and everything. So what are the nicest memories of them or in general from your latest shows and tours?
Well, I mean, it's been a really nice festival summer, almost every weekend. Next weekend is off, but yeah, I mean, last weekend we did a Rokova Ostrava. It was in Czech, and a week before that we were in Spain, and mm-hmm. you know, festivals are always nice. You get to meet musicians and people who you normally don't see, and the only bad thing about them usually is like the. You have to wake up whatever at 4 o'clock in the morning and go back also the very early the next day, so there's not much of a party going usually.
Yes, it's a...
if there is, it doesn't happen too often. but in general, festivals, I love playing festivals, and summer is an easy time for a musician because you don't have time off from Monday till Thursday or whatever, and then you just do a couple of shows, so it's not that weary after all. So it's, I love it. It's too bad we didn't do any in Italy this year, but well.
Yeah, next time, better luck.
Of course.
Right. And right after the release, you'll head for a long tour in North and South America. Yes, I've written from somewhere.
Yeah.
They haven't told.
Yes, I've been told about this. It actually is supposed to, if everything goes as planned, before the North American run, which we're going to do together with Overkill.
Yes.
We're going to have a couple of shows in China.
Yes.
And then from there on, then to the States. I think it's not that long. It's 5 weeks or something like that. And after that, to South America, there's like shows booked in Chile, Brazil, and Costa Rica already. But there's going to be some more to that. Still. But yeah, looking forward, absolutely.
Yes. And I'm going to play the whole Dying Alive there.
Well, that would be that's not a bad idea, but it's good to change the set a little bit, and especially when the DVD is coming out, you know, to have something a little surprising for the people, you know, like have a different selection of songs might be also a good idea, and it's also nice to keep the set fresh for the people, for the musicians themselves, you know, change it around a little bit. But I guess basically it'll be the same. I mean, still concentrated on the. On the Phantom Antichrist songs, like six of them, and then some old school songs that people expect to hear.
Yes. Okay. Great. And still talking about Dying Alive, the artwork. What can you tell me about it?
Well,
have you seen it? Have you seen it?
Yes. I've seen it. There's the Phantom Antichrist album cover was done by an American guy called Wes Benscotter, who's quite a legendary guy. He's done some old school pictures, you know, like already back in the 80s and so on. So it was cool to have him to do the cover. But then there was also another cover of Phantom Antichrist, which was on a different edition of the album. And this is the same guy who did the cover for the Dying Alive.
Okay.
DVD. It's a German guy, and he's very good.
Okay, great. Listen, right after, I mean, the release and the upcoming tours, and whenever you then will be back home, what will happen in Creator Camp?
Well, it's like this, that usually when we're on tour, we are pretty lazy about writing songs, and then this year's been constantly touring all the time, mm-hmm. and when we start thinking about a new album, we always like to take a little time off and see what comes around, and try not to push it or try not to hurry it up too much, because it's never good for the music if you try to try to force it. So there is still touring planned for 2014. We're gonna do a short European tour, probably with Testament. It's not for sure yet, so the shows are still planned for sure. So when we start thinking about the new album, we definitely need to take, you know, a couple of months more than that, 3-4 months off, and then start like slowly thinking about the new stuff. And that's the way it works always with us. That's why we always have such a long interval between albums. But I think it's okay. There's no reason to push it, to force it, you know.
Yeah, sure. And about the influences, I mean, where they are coming from. Normally, I mean, everyday life or fantasies or what?
Well, when you think of the last album, I mean, I guess it has a lot to do with what has been happening in the world lately. Mm-hmm. Like if you think about songs like Civilization Collapse or something like that, it has to do with you know, like like bleak visions of the end of capitalism and the decline of the Western world or something like that. And also media propaganda that we feel that a lot of people here in the West are influenced to, I mean, are victims to. And so these are the kind of themes that were on the last album, and also protesting against them. And you know, but if that's going to be the main theme on the next album, I don't know yet. Okay. But it always works.
Yes, of course, because they are very actual, and you will find a lot to tell about and to complain about.
I mean, that might be the right word, but still, it's like nobody's really offering any solutions, but it's just like taking notice what's happening around you in the world.
Yes, the messengers. listen, you recently played with your longtime friends Destruction, Sodom and Tankard, the end of May. How was it to share the stage with these guys?
Wow, it's great. I mean, Schmier and Tom, they're like, I mean, I know them pretty well as well, even though I'm not from the same area. You know, I mean, Sodom guys are from the Ruhr pot, just like close to Essen, where the other guys from Creator comes from. Yeah. And Schmier from Destruction, he's not from there, but we know him for a long time, and we toured with them back in 2003. And with Destruction, we toured the States as well a long time ago, in South America too. So it's always nice to see them.
Yeah.
And Beastie Bowl was a nice festival. The only bad thing about it was that it was raining like hell. Oh. It was really like it was very cold. But the audience still stayed there, which thanks goes to them. And it's really cool that people stayed there, even though it was nasty weather. But it was fun. And actually, now that you mentioned Destruction, we played a show with them last weekend too in Ostrava.
So you got back together there.
Sometimes.
Yes, good. Listen, we are nearly at the end, but still a couple more questions. And one is the curious one. You are from Finland, like me, but you are living in Germany or in Finland? No.
No. I live in Finland.
Okay.
I used to live in Germany mid 90s or so for a couple of years, but I moved back to Finland already around 2000 in the millennium, and I like it here.
But anyhow, you have an idea, of course, about the music metal scenes in both countries. After you, to your opinion, what are the biggest differences in these two countries, I mean now in Finland and Germany?
Well, if you think about Finland, I mean, metal is definitely can be considered as a mainstream music over here. I mean, like even you know, harder bands like whatever Opeth or Dimmu Borgir, you can see them charting number one over here. I mean, of course, not that many albums are being sold any way these days anymore, but still it is like It is like a mainstream thing over here in Finland, and maybe in Germany it is not. But the good thing about Germany that there's so many more people there that that people come to shows. And so even though if it is a kind of not as mainstream, there's still enough people and loyal fans, and that's the good thing about Germany. It's always the joke that if there's a last country in the world where metal will die, it might be Germany.
I think so too. Listen, whenever you are not involved in music, how do you prefer to spend your spare time, free time?
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, most of my time goes with music. And the funny thing is, when I have spare time, I make music with other people. I have this other project called Barren Earth. It's like people from used to play in Amorphis, Kasper and Oppu, and drummer from Moon Sorrow and so on. So this is another band that I do. I don't know if you can call it spare time or something. But other than that, I like to travel and relax.
Okay, great. And your bandmates, what are their best and worst characters?
Very nasty question.
Habits, yes. You can tell me whatever you want.
Yeah. Well, Speezy, our bass player, for example, he likes bikes, motocross, and so on. And what else can I tell about? He used to have a pet pig, so maybe that tells you something about his character. And
What's it the name? What is the name?
Oscar,
Oscar, no, I
but
mean.
Oscar died already. It was a very sad occasion,
Okay.
and I can tell you about the drummer Ventor. He has a tattoo studio in Essen,
Oh.
so that's like his other profession is making tattoos for people,
Oh, that's good.
and he's very talented and he has a lot of customers.
Yeah.
And Mille is like also doing the management more or less for the band, and he's like he has, so a lot of his time goes to that. What
Yes.
else can I tell you about him? He can be seen kind of a way as a band leader.
Yeah.
What else can I tell you? He's vegan,
Yeah.
so that takes his time, I guess, to find the right food. Cool people from Essen, yeah.
Yes, and what about you? You skipped yourself.
Myself,
Yes.
yeah, like I said, my life is very much filled with music,
Okay.
and at my spare time I travel a lot. I play the sitar,
Yes.
this Indian instrument. There's a lot of studio jobs with that, and my hobbies, diving is one of my hobbies,
Okay.
but there's not too many chances to do that in
Well,
Finland.
no, especially in wintertime.
No, of course not, of course not. And I guess that's about it.
Okay, and now the last question. What are your greetings to your fans and to Metal Shock Finland readers?
Well, I mean, it's like in Finland, you mean?
In Finland, in everywhere.
In everywhere. Well, all I can say is that, like, thanks for the people who came to check us out during the summer at festivals. We had a really good reception all around Europe this year, and hope to see all the people at shows as soon as possible when they can make it. And also to you is that thank you for your interest and nice talking to you.
Well, even it was a tough job because of the connection problems, but we made it. We made
I'm sure you're an excellent editor.
it. Listen, I thank you, Sami, very, very much for this chat, and I do hope to see you on the road. I mean, also here in Italy. Have a great great summer. Yeah, talk to
I
you
hope
soon.
so too, and I wish you a brilliant end of the summer as well. Eli kiitos paljon kiinnostuksesta ja
Kiitos.